And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, saying, "Come and see."
Noise of Thunder Radio with Christian J. Pinto.
Okay, praise the Lord, you guys, and welcome. I'm Chris Pinto. This is Noise of Thunder Radio. Today on the show, we are going to talk about gulags and possibly concentration camps in America. Is that what the left has planned for our country? Well, you have had conspiracy theorists, as they've been called, for many years that have talked about gulags and concentration camps in America. I remember years ago seeing a DVD or a video. I can't remember if it was on video first or on DVD, but anyway, it was a DVD, I think, by Tex Mars, and it was called Gulag USA. Gulag USA. And it was Tex Mars warning about the presence of gulags and concentration camps in the United States. You've had groups like InfoWars, they've warned about this for many years, and a whole variety of other groups. There are websites out there, they show different parts of the country where there are detainment camps in different locations, or there's camps, I should say that. Camps. What the camps are there for is a matter of dispute. People argue that, well, it's not really a concentration camp. It could become one. It's one that could be converted into some kind of concentration camp. But the thing we have to remember about this, these stories have been around for years, at least 20 years. People have talked about this. Now you have a new story published by Project Veritas. Project Veritas, that is known for sending people in to get undercover footage of these left-wing radicals saying things and really admitting what their agenda is really about. Now they've published a new video on this, this whole idea of gulags in America. There's a story on Breitbart News about a Bernie Sanders field organizer. Now, of course, Bernie Sanders is an out-and-proud socialist. He says he believes in democratic socialism. That's just a bridge doctrine, in my opinion. It's a half step away from full-blown socialism. He and AOC are both socialists, and the Democratic Party has become the National Socialist Party of America. That's what they have now become. They're more and more radical, more and more to the left. So we have this headline that says, Project Veritas Bernie field organizer suggests gulags to help Nazified Trump voters. Gulags. He also threatens in the interview or in the conversation, really, where he's talking candidly, he says that Milwaukee will burn if Sanders loses the nomination for the DNC. So here, I want to play a little bit of this audio because this, I think, is very, very important. What's happening? We're going to talk about this. Then we're also going to go to a story that was done where they interviewed students on the UCLA campus about the idea of putting conservatives into re-education camps to re-educate them, you know, change your way of thinking. Because the problem is you have these conservative patriotic thoughts, and that's racist, and it's fascist, and it's wrong, etc. And so they think they have the right to put those of us into camps who are not willing to go along with their radical leftist agenda. All right, but I want to get to this quote. I want you to hear this as soon as possible so you understand what we're dealing with in our country. And remember, Bernie Sanders has a substantial following in our political system, as everyone knows at this point. The interview starts out, you hear the guy say, what's going to happen if Trump's reelected? And then the guy's response is, cities will burn. And this guy, by the way, is Kyle Jurek, field organizer for the Bernie Sanders campaign. Then he goes on to talk about Nazi Germany and how after the war, the Nazi or the German government had to spend billions of dollars to re-educate people away from Nazism. And then he says, we're going to have to do the same thing here, probably. Then he goes on to talk about Joseph Stalin's gulags. And he says the gulags were really there for re-education. And then says they really were not as bad as we were told, etc. So listen to this. But he clearly relates it to what he thinks needs to happen here in America. And even says that Bernie Sanders' whole idea about free education for everyone is really about reconditioning people. That's what this is really about. Listen to what he says.
So if Trump gets reelected, what?
Cities burn.
Do you think that some of these, like, mega people could even be re-educated?
I mean, we gotta try. I mean, like, in Nazi Germany, after the fall of the Nazi Party, Germany had to spend billions of dollars re-educating people to not be Nazis. Like, we're probably gonna have to do the same thing here. That's kind of what Bernie's like holding on. Hey, free education for everybody. We're gonna have to teach you not to be a Nazi. There's a reason Joseph Stalin had gulags, right? Mm-hmm. And actually, gulags were a lot better than like what like the CIA has told us that they were. Like, people were actually paid a living wage in gulags. They had conjugal visits in gulags. Gulags were actually meant for like re-education. The greatest way to break a billionaire of their like privilege and their idea that they're superior, go out and break rocks and throw them over today.
Okay, and we'll stop it there. But he said earlier that cities would burn if Trump is reelected in 2020. Also, I want to make sure I get this point in. If you go and you listen to this and watch it, because they've got video with it with subtitles, it's a little bit easier to follow the dialogue if you do that. However, the guy was using bad language, and they beep it out. But it's kind of distracting in the audio, so I have edited out the beeps and the bad language. So if you compare my audio with their audio, that will be the difference. But he says the same thing. I've just cut out the bad words. Anyway, so we can see the mentality that this guy has. Now, if this was just one guy, if he was just some guy somewhere with this mentality, it wouldn't be such a bad thing. Well, I mean, it's bad. It's not good. But it wouldn't be such a great cause for concern. What's concerning is you have people in our colleges right now, our young people, are being conditioned to think this way. Yet Caitlin Bennett, who is an independent journalist, she shows up on InfoWars. She's gotten a lot of attention. She was known as the Kent State Gun Girl. Now she's got her own independent news site called the Liberty Hangout. Anyway, she targets a lot of the young people because she came through a left-wing education system at Kent State. She knows how they think. She is a conservative, thankfully. But she went and she interviewed all of these students at UCLA talking about forcibly putting conservatives into re-education camps to teach them how to think properly so they would embrace all of these left-wing ideas. And she went to one student after another, and they were virtually all willing to sign her petition in support of the idea of forcibly locking up conservatives in re-education camps and forcing them to think according to all the left-wing brainwashing. And so what's so dangerous about this guy's thought process is this is what they are conditioning the next generation to believe. They are being taught, because they're not being taught real history. I remember discovering this a few years ago when we had a young family member who came home and was talking to his mom, who was older, my generation older, and we all grew up knowing about Hitler, how Hitler was a socialist and National Socialism in Germany, etc. And he came home one day, he was in high school, and said he thought socialism would be a good idea for our country. And his mom looked at him and said, "Son, do you realize Adolf Hitler was a socialist?" And he said, "Oh, no, he was not." And he didn't even know. Now, thankfully, his family was able to admonish him, talk to him about this, and set him straight on those things. However, many of our young people are not being taught real history. They are being lied to. And that is because they have rewritten the history book systematically. And now it's far worse than it ever was. Now they're being so completely brainwashed, they can't see through the suggestion of having concentration camps and gulags and this kind of thing, that this is the horror of the 20th century. It's an unimaginable horror, unlike anything else that's ever happened in history, even with things like the St. Bartholomew's Day massacre and the other atrocities that happened. They pale in comparison to Nazi concentration camps and the gulags that the communists have set up in different parts of the world. Russia, most notoriously, but also China, North Korea. I mean, the communists have killed, they've mass murdered well over 100 million people in the 20th century alone. And yet here in our country, in the land of the free, the home of the brave, they are brainwashing our young people to think this way. And at the same time, convincing them that they've got to disarm the population. They've got to, this is why, brothers and sisters, this is why they want to undermine the Second Amendment. There's no question. But what they had to do first, you can't just have a bunch of camps out there. And for those who question whether or not there are real camps, remember, they put Japanese in detainment camps during World War II. So yes, they have places where they've set up camps before. Then you had Rex 84 during the Reagan administration, where they established camps supposedly for illegal aliens. So there's all sorts of evidence that they have camps. The question is, how would they get Americans into those camps? How would they be able to do it? Well, first thing you got to do is you got to have a population of people who are willing to carry out that dark objective. You've got to have a substantial number of people who have been indoctrinated to think that this is a good idea. And that's what's happening. And they're not only in our colleges and universities, now we've got at least one of these guys who is working for the campaign of Bernie Sanders, somebody who could very well end up being the nominee for the Democratic Party to run for president in 2020. That's still very possible. Part of me just doesn't think it's going to happen, but it is a possibility. And so all Americans should be very, very concerned that these are the kind of people that are aiming to get their candidate in the White House. All right, let's go to our commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk more right after this.
Adullam Films presents an exciting new documentary, Bridge to Babylon, part three in an award-winning series on the untold history of the Bible. Dr. Jack Moorman calls it a masterful presentation of what is the single most important issue facing Christians today, the defense of the Bible as the Word of God. Why was the Bible changed in 1881? Why have so many churches abandoned biblical inerrancy? And what direction are scholars taking the scriptures today? Learn the truth in Bridge to Babylon, the sequel to A Lamp in the Dark and Tares Among the Wheat. Bridge to Babylon is now available at noiseofthunderradio.com. That's noiseofthunderradio.com.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. In April of 2013, I found a Mountain House distributor and ordered some freeze-dried food for my family because I had become concerned about what was happening in America, our lack of national security, the threat to our power grid. I also knew, living in Memphis on the New Madryn Fault, that there is the possibility of an earthquake. I also know that ice storms can cause the power to go out here, not to mention the threat of terrorism. There were many reasons. So I contacted the company Mountain House and asked if I could become a distributor of their product. I had some of their food when I was in high school on a couple camping trips, and it's really good. But now Worldview Weekend has been approved to be a distributor for Mountain House. And if you're interested, you can now go into the bookstore at worldviewweekend.com/bookstore and check out some of the freeze-dried food that you can order. We have one pack that's available. It's a bucket of food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 14 days for one person. For more details, just simply visit our bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore, worldviewweekend.com/bookstore.
Noise of Thunder Radio.
You're only going to get something positive out of these camps.
I'm not mad about this.
I'm going to give this to the administration to let them know that people do support, involuntary camps for conservatives. I mean, FDR put people in camps.
Yeah, but sensitivity training, I think.
Okay, so we kind of like hiding what we're really doing.
I'm digging this.
You are. They should definitely like have to go through some type of training and some type of camp to learn what it's like to be a queer person, to be a person of color in Trump's America, because maybe they will start to listen and understand what we're saying. I feel like if the Trump administration is being radical, that we should also be radical in how we combat them.
Yeah, I think it's brave of you.
Hopefully, this can become a good initiative to kind of get some camps going on campus.
All right, so you were listening to there just a few assorted clips from the story that was done by Caitlin Bennett a number of months ago, where she went to UCLA and interviewed students on campus. And you can hear some of their comments where they're saying they're not upset about this. They think it's a good idea. The one guy says the guy who sounded almost like he was from South Africa, the one comment he made was that framing it as sensitivity training is maybe a better way to approach it. That's what they'll do. Oh, yeah. And then she says, oh, yeah, like, you know, covering up what we're doing. Yeah. And there's another girl who shows up and she claims she's involved in campus politics and that, yes, she thought it was a good idea. She signed up. But, you know, let's find different ways to frame it. You know, that way we don't specifically say that we're going to put conservatives in concentration camps or whatever. But it's either sensitivity training or something like that. They give it some left-wing terminology, re-education or whatever. But they call it something other than what it's actually going to be, which is what they did with the gulags in Russia. In fact, my grandfather, who I talk about every now and again on the program, Ziggy, who was a World War II veteran, my biological grandfather passed away before I was born. Then my grandmother remarried a Polish immigrant named Zygmunt Zadarowski. And Ziggy served in the Polish army during World War II. He was part of the Polish Second Corps, fought at the famous Battle of Monte Cassino. He was a genuine war hero from World War II. And he told us stories about the war throughout his life. He passed away a few years ago. Anyway, Ziggy, Poland, was initially invaded by the Nazis on one side and then by the communists from Russia on the other. And what happened was Ziggy and a friend of his company, they were captured by the Germans initially. They escaped, he and a friend, and then he was captured by the Russians, the Bolsheviks. And they put him in a series of camps. And they kept trying to convince him to join the Communist Party, because what the communists were doing were looking for people who had any kind of education, and they were taking over Poland, and they wanted to take over all these other territories. So they wanted people from those territories to join the Nazi Party and to be a part of their communist movement. And so they kept trying to get Ziggy to join the Communist Party. Well, Ziggy said that his father always hated communism, and he knew he would never be able to face his father again if he joined the Communist Party. And he said they made him all of these offers. They said, you know, we'll send you to a military academy. You'll become an officer. You're going to sleep in nice bed with sheets, and you'll have lots of food and everything, because people were starving. They, you know, it was war-torn country, and so things were scarce. People were desperate, and they kept trying to get him to join. He wouldn't do it. Finally, they got fed up with him. They beat him up badly and broke his ribs, knocked the teeth out of the back of his head, did brutal things like that to him, and then sent him off to die in a gold mine in Siberia, quite literally. And he was only set free when Russia changed sides in the war. Then he got back in the fight with the British. The British adopted the Polish soldiers, trained him in North Africa, and then he became part of the Polish Second Corps. But he talked about what they did, the re-education brainwashing that they tried to subject him to while they were trying to convince him to become part of the Communist Party. And they had this, they would put you in a classroom and they would talk to you about God. Because, of course, they're dealing with a population of generally variant forms of Christianity, whether it's Russian Orthodox, Roman Catholic, variant forms of Protestantism, etc., various professing forms of Christianity. So they kept trying to get the people to abandon the idea of God. Don't put your faith in God. Put your faith in the state. And the state will help you. God's not going to help you. Forget about God. The state only basically must become God. You must worship the state and obey the state rather than God. That's literally what they were brainwashing the people with. And that was part of the reason why, I mean, where my grandfather is concerned, his faith in God, and of course, his fear of ever having to face his father as a member of the Communist Party, that kept him from giving in to their brainwashing. But this is the same kind of thing. And the communists in Russia, they would particularly use, and I've done a show on this before, how they use the idea of psychiatry as a weapon, and that they say that you're mentally ill if you don't agree with them. And they would accuse people of having a mental illness in one way or another, so they could use that as an excuse to come in and arrest you, take you into custody, and, you know, put you in some kind of institution, and it would allow them to bypass any sort of system of due process and trial with a jury, anything like that. All of that would be swept aside if they could find a reason to accuse you of some mental illness. Right now, we're seeing that influence in our country with all the various phobias. Notice how they accuse you, if you disagree with them, of having a phobia. A phobia in the world of psychiatry is an irrational fear. It is a kind of mental illness. So when they say that you have homophobia, transphobia, you have Islamophobia, they keep creating these alleged phobias that supposedly you have because this is a form of psychological warfare. It's their way of saying you have a mental illness because you disagree with us. And they keep trying to reassert that idea through the media, through Hollywood, just systematic brainwashing and psychological warfare. The problem with it is they when they bring this into the halls of government, and this is what they're doing now with like the red flag laws, where they can bypass due process with these red flag laws because they say, okay, this guy's got a mental problem, supposedly. So now there's no judge, no trial, none of that. They just come to somebody's house and confiscate their arms. That's an example. And in the same way that they are doing that with red flag laws, if, God forbid, they should be in a position to set up gulags and or concentration camps in our country, they would probably do the same thing. They would say, okay, we've got this person over here. They're mentally ill. We just need to go get them and take them to this camp or this gulag or this re-education center. And so, you know, there's not going to be a trial. There's no jury. There's none of that. We just go get them and take them and put them in this camp or this re-education center. That's the direction that so much of this is headed. And we need to be aware. The Bible tells us that we are not to be ignorant of the enemy's wiles and deceptions. Jesus says, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So we've got to exercise wisdom in these things, recognize what's happening, how the enemy is most certainly moving chiefly against Christianity in our country. That's, make no mistake, brethren, this conflict is spiritual first and foremost. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. There are spiritual powers, demonic powers at work, driving this wicked socialist agenda. But we have hope and faith in Christ and the Word of God that says, resist the devil, and what happens? He will flee from you. All right, brethren, that is going to do it for us today. That is our show. We'll stop it there, but we will be back next time as the Lord leads us. Until then, God bless you guys. I'm Chris Pinto, and you've been listening to Noise of Thunder Radio.